When did you find out about the wager with Carson?
Oh, he sent me a text the next day, just with a video of it. Yeah.
And how did you guys come to a resolution in terms of, were you thinking, you said game check on the sideline?
No, I mean, I'm obviously not going to accept that. We're gonna do a little research and find a charity that we can make a little bit of a contribution to.
What's important to you?
I mean, there's a lot. I mean, I don't know who we're going to do it to. Obviously, there's been a lot of natural disaster the last couple months here, so that's been huge, and obviously could use some help. There's children's hospitals back in Memphis that I grew pretty close with, so we'll figure something out. Yeah.
In terms of the attention you've received, has there been one call, one interview, one request that stood out more than the others?
I don't know. I mean, right after the game, having that conversation with Deion Sanders was probably pretty cool, and probably one of the better ones. Yeah.
What's your relationship with Steven Goskowski?
I've gotten to know him a little bit over the years. He came back to Memphis a couple summers, and we got to kick together, and I just kind of got to watch him and observe him, and get to know him a little bit. And he's been a good resource that I can reach out to.
As someone who you've seen have success in the league over the years, have you tried to take anything from him? Try to apply anything that he's done to your game?
Yeah, I mean, everything from certain things technique-wise to the whole mental aspect of it and just how he approaches everything.
What's the relationship like between you and Rick and Donnie and that whole operation of making something like that come to life?
Yeah, really, really well. Obviously I haven't been here a whole lot of time so far, obviously, 2 weeks now. But, we built some chemistry pretty quick, and, I feel really, really comfortable with them.
I know you joked after the game about the 1 minute rule and then the 24 hour rule and everything. Has everything kind of subsided for you? Has everything had a chance to calm down for you?
Yeah, a little bit. You just kind of got to mentally push that stuff off to the side and kind of just move on as quick as you can there.